Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody out there. Galen Patterson, after the 4th of July, Midwest Muscles. We got our own fireworks happening in August next year. But hey, that's another story because it's another year. But anywho, Midwest Muscle People be real tall in the house. Boom, 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 boom. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the wizard. And if you're a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, yes, because we have two legs that we do not skip on leg day. And a vehicle to drive your goals, like what, Des?
Like a Mack truck through ice cream. Or my spoon through Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, okay. Okay. And a jumbo cookie. Yeah, with M&M.
And a jumbo cookie.
And a jumbo. Yeah. Check us out. After the snickerdoodle mug cake, so we can get people back to sanity at peoplepmuscle.com. And now, let's talk. And hey, that's all right. How you doing?
Galen Patterson, I am okay. I still have a very sorry Australian accent, but we'll just keep going on with yours.
Okay, we're already getting ripped to shreds. Samantha says it sounds like we had extra calories for the holidays.
We may have had a few, or at least I should say I may have had a few. But you know, the 4th of July was good. If any of you out there managed to remember any of the tips that we shared last Thursday and you actually put them into practice, let us know. Send us a note. Let us know if it actually worked for you. If there were some other tactics you put into play in order to totally enjoy your 4th of July without falling off of your prep wagon. Let us know. We want to be able to share those. So I did not, however, I did not make the snickerdoodle pizookie. I did not get that done this holiday.
No.
Sadly.
Now, how do you pronounce it?
Pizookie. It's a cross between a pizza and a cookie, or a pizookie, I guess. Not a pizookie, a pizookie.
Okay. Okay, that sounds, yeah. Okay, now. All right. I was a little confused on that. I was like, wait, is that a bazooka?
Not a it has an E on it, but yeah. But yeah, so did some tubing over the weekend and have discovered that although my mind and my spirit are still willing, yeah, my lower back not as much. So I ended up having to get adjusted today. I think I'm going to be just fine.
Wow, now I'm a little confused because this tubing, it looked like it was fun, but did the water get choppy and then that's what messed everything up?
Well, see, the in the video it always looks like the water is smooth, but it's actually not. So yeah, the water was a little bit choppy to begin with, just because there was a lot of activity on the lake that we were on. So waves coming and going, but the tube is going up and down constantly, and your body is bouncing, or at least mine was, up and down constantly. And the bigger the wave, the higher the bounce, the faster the boat goes, the higher the bounce. And so that's what we had going on. And then at one point, you know, because with the crew that I was with, they always like to send who's ever tubing for a spill. So, you know, it was pretty good. I only had one barrel roll where I was completely tossed off of it. And then the gal that I was riding with, she rolled right over me. So it was a good spill. It was fun. We did it upright, but, you know, a little stiff, a little stiff, a little headache. But we're getting it taken care of. So got a few notes coming in. Brian and Bill, what happened, dude? You're confessing that you blew your diet. Which I can about imagine because there's so much great food in the 4th of July. And you're confessing tonight So must be trying to get a little clear conscience. So even though you blew it, don't worry. I hope you've jumped back on your program. Sam, thumbs up to you. She says she's maintained, so that's awesome. How many of the rest of you out there are going to be brave enough to confess if you blew your diet? And whether or not you've jumped back on, or if you're still on a, see, when was the 4th of July? On Tuesday, and it's now Thursday, so this would be day three of a possible 3-day binge, or maybe 5-day if you started over the weekend. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. We want to hear the real stories. Kaylin, how did your food intake keep you over the 4th?
They still have the leftovers. Brian and Bill Gates. Come on. Gates. No. You might want to look at next year if you're eating. Yeah. The half. Okay. Here we go. Half a hog. No, I'm sorry. Whole hog split among 14 people. Wow. That's a lot of meat.
So is it in? It's in their freezer, or that was cooked?
That was cooked. That was the celebration.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow.
Gotcha. And this is for Brian or Bill?
And that's for both. I guess they met up.
I guess their food shenanigans had company. So that makes could it even make it easier to stay on prep or harder? Because then you have each other to cheer each other on. Oh, just one more bite, man. That's all right. Me and you. Let's eat some more. I gotcha. I'm feeling it now. Well, that's all right. Put the leftovers in the freezer. Leftovers in the freezer.
Yeah.
Let's make a fresh start.
Okay. The coleslaw, potato salad. Boy, these are all wow, you guys, you went for the whole enchilada. You didn't play around. Oh, wow. 5 cakes, 3 cheesecakes. Yikes. Well, guys, I'll give you credit. You manned up. I'll give you that. You manned up and, okay, here we go. Now, guys, I'm not blowing you off, but that's just food that I can't really be thinking about right now. This is a question for Desiree. And Linda wants to know, on the tubing, is it harder or better with the leaner muscles?
You know, it's probably a little bit harder because I don't have as much lead to hold the tube down. But it's really also about how you sprawl across the tube and equal out your weight so you don't get tipped from one side to the other. And for those of you who have never gone through the trick, the lean. So if your tube is starting to veer to the right over the waves, you want to lean left. And if it's starting to veer to the left, you want to lean right and keep an equal balance or equal distribution of your weight across the tube as much as possible. That will increase your odds of actually staying on the tube when you have a malicious driver, as Kaylin would probably be if he were ever driving a boat that I was tubing behind. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. Yes.
Here we go.
Just keeping it real, because I already know how it's going to go down. That's why if I'm ever in a boat with Kaylin and he's driving, I will have an extra life insurance policy for that tube ride. That's all I'm going to say right now. So those are the tips. Lighter you are, the little harder it is. The heavier you are, as far as I'm concerned, a little easier it is to weight it down. But it's
okay,
fun.
Brian and Bill, they're on a roll
fun.
Today. They said they should do well then.
All right. Oh, because they have that on there. All right, guys. It's okay. It's okay to jump back on. You're doing all right. So, but Kaylin, you didn't answer the question. How did your fourth go from a food perspective?
I had a chance to meet family that I never knew that I knew or existed. Because my understanding was that they had basically, that part of the site had been killed off in a coal mining accident. But it turns out that there was one that did have a son, and the Patterson name went on through my uncle, and I was very shocked with that. Yeah. So,
wow.
You know, they had a lot of the homegrown foods that I hadn't eaten since I was a kid. And, yeah, there was a lot of temptation, but there was just no urge because, you know, we had gone so in-depth with it on the show and basically reiterating over and over about how, it would be tough, but to just find a way to get through with it. Basically, it was just echoing in my head. So, you know, that was a good plus about doing the show, especially, you know, it sounds kind of selfish, but it's not. It's just basically living up to your own advice. And I was really thrilled to see so much going on and, you know, as far as food and not having that urge to just dive right in because there are some cakes that I don't even know the names of them because, you know, they were like that when I was a kid. So basically, I remember the smells. I remember the look. And, you know, you do drool a little. But you don't fall in. And just dive in and start eating. Because, you know, it's for me, like, I love the way Missy loves Soul.
Misty.
She had the best line when it came to that about how food was no longer going to be the victor. She was gonna find a way to get past that food demon that had been plaguing her all those years of competing. And I really love the way she said that, and it touched me. And so, you know, I've been more direct with that and holding on and keeping up. So it's not that, the food isn't good anymore. You know, it was good then, it's good now. But you just know better, and you put yourself in a place where you can be better. And I never likened it to the alcohol aspect of it in my life, but it is something that was basically, you know, it's almost like with Bill and Brian where I was saying, you know, well, it's there. You know, it's what's one day going to hurt, you know? And then, you know, that one day turns into leftovers, and then you're like, okay, well, I don't want them to spoil. The next thing you know, you're 10 pounds heavier. So, you know, not saying that for you guys, Bill, Brian, not saying that. Not saying it. I'm saying from a personal point of view, that was me. And I would have done that. And I would have just kept going because, you know, hey, if it tasted good then, it's going to taste good now. So, I just basically hit the brakes and found a way to get through it.
Nice. Very good. Very good. I hope all of you, though, had a safe and happy 4th of July. So fireworks were just legalized, so that was kind of a big deal because we no longer had to go across the border and either shoot them off legally in the state or go to some other state to celebrate. So even though not all Iowans were happy that fireworks were legal, I think all in all, for the first year, it turned out pretty well. So I know my kids had a great time shooting off something bigger than a sparkler. Oh, they thought that was pretty great, and it was fun. I mean, it was actually kind of cool seeing all of the fireworks go off at the different houses down the street. So it was like one continual, you know, firework display instead of having to go to, like a baseball stadium or, you know, if the chamber's putting on a display, you know, one place to watch fireworks.
Yeah.
So you're able to do it from the comfort of your own home. So that was nice.
Well, now, here's a funny thing, because it's so funny you said that. My cousins were basically, they just moved maybe 2 months ago to Iowa. And when we they had raw fireworks, and I was like, oh, you guys do understand that's illegal in Illinois. Well, they started popping off, and of course the police arrived. And the guy was like, well, I'm just saying, they're not illegal in Iowa. And I was like, okay, rub it in because, you're the one that brought them. And you're basically saying we wouldn't have this issue if the fireworks were in Iowa. And I was like, well, if you were still in Iowa, we wouldn't have this issue because the fireworks would have been with you.
Oh, my. Such a small world.
Yeah.
Small world.
Seattle and her family.
Oh, I'm glad you guys are chuckling about that. Thank you. Okay, Dad has a better firework mentality than you do. Okay, James. I appreciate that.
All
he
right,
would
James.
Have best fireworks and a better dinner plate as well. Okay. Well, congratulations, Beth. All right.
Oh, too funny. Too funny.
Well, I'm the Debbie Downer. I get it.
The Debbie Downer. The Sweaty Betty. Oh, my gosh. We haven't talked about it in a long time, but we're not going to bring that up right now. So, in case you guys missed it, not to sound like a broken record, but post from Joe Perez of the Shutdown Showdown came out. When was that? Well, earlier this week, actually, before the 4th. And it had to do with a positive drug test, which was surprising, but not surprising. And I know you have some thoughts on this too, Kaylin. Why don't you go ahead and share those with us, and then I'll chime in.
Yes. For one, Joe Perez does something that's still unique to competition, but I'm hoping it gets passed down more and more. And he tests everybody before the show starts, and he got a way of getting the results back before the show even proceeds. What I think people were confused on is, why is he releasing this information now? And that's basically because he does a second test to ensure that the first one was not a misread or basically a false positive. I don't know if people are familiar with the testing and the way it's done, but sometimes it does come off sometimes there's a misread depending on, you know, how it's handled. Sometimes the container itself, and it's just a way to verify and be double sure that you didn't make a mistake by basically, you know, harming somebody's reputation, but to make sure that, you know, it's basically all bets are covered. That's basically what's happening. And in that process, it came back finding even more drugs. So it's, you know, there seems to be like this outcry whenever people are caught, is that, you know, they didn't know what they were taking, they bought it over. And, you know, and it's true. But you can't, every time, it can't be where somebody didn't know. And it basically comes down to the stuff that was in this guy's system is prescription doses. You can't buy that over the counter at any supplement store. You have to get that from a doctor or a street dealer. But no matter what, at those amounts, you got to be kidding if you are trying to pass it off as you didn't know any better. At those amounts, you have to know better. There's an immediate body structure change. There's going to be a definite increase in strength and stamina. I mean, you're running your kidney and liver through the roof. So, you know, there's a lot of internal organ issues that you're going to be dealing with as well. So, you know, and if anyone is on Facebook, they can go through the NABA Chi-Town Showdown page and see this person that failed. I can't even remember his name right now because I think it had like a it. I'm sorry, that's very disrespectful, and I apologize. I'm thinking more about the test and not the human being. So that reference was not a slight against him as a human, and I do apologize, and I'll make that known right now. He had something of a unique name for a last name, and it threw me off, and I can't seem to remember it right now. Dad, do you want to chime in?
Yeah, it's Diana. So a couple of the last names. So just a couple of things here, just to back up one step or two. So for those not familiar, usually with most organizations, There's a polygraph prior to the competition, and then for those who either finish in the top two or top three, sometimes depending on the organization, those are the individuals that have to drop urine to be tested. So with the Chi-Town Showdown, everybody is tested prior to competition. There is no polygraph. Everyone drops urine. So that's one of the differences there. Another area that's a little bit different is the NABBA organization, for the most part, is generally untested. Now, the Chi-Town Showdown is one of the few, if not only, natural NABBA shows. And I know I saw the question of, well, maybe he didn't know. But as soon as he, you know, even if it didn't dawn on him when he was registering what he was paying an extra $70 for, because all of the athletes paid $70 for their urine test, and then they paid the registration fee on top of that. So if for some reason it didn't dawn on him, that's why the registration fee was so high. Once he got there and knew that he was going to have to drop urine, that should have been his signal to, you know what, I can still step away from this now. You know, no one's really going to know. I can speak with Joe quietly and just go on my merry way. So, I mean, there were opportunities. And so, and let's see, question, are we sure that's the guy? The name that I shared with everyone is the name that was posted along with his picture. And yes, part of the question was looking at his physique. And again, I'm not picking at him, but this is a question we just received from listeners. And this was also a question that others following the post had, is he doesn't look like he's taking steroids. His physique, yeah, I'm not quite sure what was going on there. His physique was not that big, nor lean, nor cut. It really wasn't a good presentation, and that's just the gist of it, looking at the picture that was posted. So, yeah, that's the guy. That is the guy. Another difference also between Joe Perez's show and others is that in most organizations, if you get caught using a banned substance, you're going to be banned between 1 to 10 years, depending on the organization and the level of substance that you got caught with. But for Chi-Town Showdown, oh my gosh, I can't speak tonight. He's banned for life. Can never do this show again. He's been tossed out for good. Now, granted, it's one organization and one show, but if this organization happened to be the one that's nearest and dearest to him, he's done. There is no coming back, at least to this competition. So, yeah, and some people think that's, you know, awesome, that everyone should be that stiff, all organizations should be that stiff, and others are kind of like, maybe it's a little too stiff. But, you know, one comment on the post was, I'm glad he's banned for life. It's too bad so many others who were of a lot higher caliber and got busted only got 7 years and not the dreaded life sentence. So I'd be interested for all you guys that are listening what you think about that. Banned for life versus banned for a shorter period of time. What level of, punishment, if you will, do you think is most adequate for something like this? I mean, you know, Dale wants to know, with that many drugs, because he took several and several of them were prescription, with that many drugs, how could he think he would pass a drug test? That's a million-dollar question, Dale. I have no idea. I have no idea how he thought, especially with the lifespan of some of these drugs that he was using. One of them in particular stays in the body for about 18 months. So I don't know.
Yes.
I really don't know how he thought he would pass.
I can answer that, but it's not. But basically, I'm on a banned list as well. But it's from the other side of the community. And there are a lot of enhanced shows that claim the natural logo. The show is the furthest thing from it. They just say they're natural. So basically the people can, I guess, hold on to their respective reputations as long as it's, you know, as long as people believe they're natural, they can keep claiming it until they're caught. So I'm thinking that maybe he had been to some quote-unquote natural shows in the past and might have met up with somebody. This is all speculation. But I know there are enhanced shows that claim natural status. I've seen how they go about keeping that natural label, and it's basically finding the natural athletes that are competing at their respective show and drug testing them, not the people that are winning. So it would actually be a natural show in reverse, where you don't test the winners, you test everybody that loses. So, you know, it's kind of an awkward kind of deal, but it's out there. I mean, this is real talk, so we're just going to give it. And a lot of times there are people that see that and say, well, shoot, I know this guy's using, and he didn't, you know, he got his trophy and he passed, but I still can't explain, like Des was saying, the man's physique, because I can't. You know, I think one of the worst comments from an enhanced individual was actually slapping himself in the face by trying to ridicule the natural industry and basically that athlete, and by saying, well, I can't call him an athlete, he cheated. And it said that, you know, this guy looks, looks about equal to about 80% of the natural competitors. But this guy didn't even place in the top 10. So I'm thinking, you know, in an attempt to basically insult the natural industry, you actually insulted yourself, because if this guy is on that level and amount of legal substances, my goodness, and that's the best he can do, and you're telling me that that's what 80%? If that guy is on that amount of drugs, and he still can't even crack the top 10 of a natural show? I mean, come on, let's be real about that. So, you know, usually it's a lot more people come to their defense of somebody cheating and trying to come up with an excuse, but with his poor representation, I don't think anybody could really help him out in that area. But, you know, it does happen. There are shows out there still claiming to be natural, and I know that you know, there's some organizations that I will have nothing to do with, because I know there's nothing natural about it other than the name on the banner. So this guy probably had been to some of those, who knows, and thought, you know, well, I know the enhanced individuals know the other enhanced individuals, because they're usually buying from the same people. So, you know, it happened. You know, sorry that he picked, I'm glad he picked Joe Perez's show, because then that's another idiot that we don't have to deal with. But I'm sad that if that's what he fell under, thinking that every natural show is basically just one that claims a natural status but is really an enhanced show, then, you know, I really have no sympathy for that. But, you know, some people are going to try it. Cheaters are going to cheat. It's just one of those things where you live and die by the sword. And if he goes in there ready to battle, even with the physique he took. And honestly, Dad and I covered that show. I cannot recall that man for anything. Even when I saw the picture, I said, you know, he must have looked that much more worse in person for us to not even pick him out of the group that we were basically interacting with the whole day. So I got nothing. I mean, I really got nothing on it. Everybody's wondering. I guess everybody's been over through the Chi-Town page now, because they're saying, how can you guys be so polite to this fella? He looks okay. This guy is from Kentucky. Dad blamed awful. Dad blamed awful. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's
good. So I'm loving the Kentuckian accent there, Jeremy. But I got to jump back. So the comment that you shared, just to make sure I heard this right, because I'm not sure. So the individual that was anti-natural, but also being anti this guy. He said he looks worse than 80% of the natural community, or better than 80% of the natural community. He said he looks worse than 80% of the natural community.
He said that man's physique was on par with 80% of the competitors at Joe Perez's show.
Oh, now that's a lie right there.
Yes.
I just have to call that out for what it is. That's not even true.
No.
Joe had some phenomenal muscle on his stage, and I wouldn't even put him in the same category as a lot of the... Joe had teenage competitors on his stage that brought physiques 100% better than that. You just can't make a statement like that and think that nobody's gonna be able to counter that.
Well, like
that
I said, because
wrong.
What I'm thinking is, you know, because there's always these, and this is the thing. I don't want to show them to go to negative because we're having such good, but I think it's
That's
just
true.
A lot
All
of
right.
shock. And there's a lot of shock on the side of. You know, how dare he? And then how dare he, especially with that physique? And I'm telling you, Dez and I have already talked about this before this day, before Thursday. And it's just amazing with that level of drugs in his system that, you know, he must have just figured he could go to sleep and wake up and he'd be He-Man, because I don't see any muscle development. I see maybe some form of exercise, but as far as really targeting muscle, and I mean, we could critique this poor fella to the nth degree on everything that's missing, but it was just shocking that, especially walking into the venue and seeing the physiques that he was going up against, were even the novice class.
Yeah, my comments weren't directed towards him as much as you have to give respect where respect is due. And natural athletes, come on, they are putting in the work. They are, you know, driving it home. They look phenomenal. You can't just hate on them because they're natural. And what that comment is just not true. It's just a flat out lie. It's just not true. And that individual, if I think I understand who it is that said it, should know better, because he once was natty.
Yes, very much
so.
So
I'm my indignation is more for the natty community than this. Okay, he made a mistake, and I think we've beat that to death, but we've, you know, just proving again that if you want to be enhanced, compete in enhanced shows. You know, there's lots of them everywhere, probably more than natural shows, although the number of natural shows is a growing thing. Do your thing in those shows. You don't have to come and compete in a natural show because you think you might do better because you think you have an edge when you really don't. Because the natural athletes, they're phenomenal physiques. They just are. And I will ride that bus all day long.
No, you can't, because we're getting people that are adding to it. And I guess people are going over there real quick and checking that page, because it says that Joe Perez tried to contact that individual, and he would not respond. So you guys don't dare say he made a mistake. He cheated. He flat out cheated. Oh, I can't. Okay. Yeah. Okay. He cheated. And that's from Samantha, and she's not happy because she's saying she's been busting her behind getting ready for something either in October or November, and how dare a guy think he can step on stage with that look, and she put that in quotes, and think that he could stand against any natural athlete, especially in the top 10, wow, not even top 5, top 10, the girls brought him better on the scene. Okay. All right,
Caleb, bring it in. So, anywho,
I just got that one. So I was reading it as it was coming in, and that's brutal. But yeah, they're behind you. They're giving you their full support. Preach. You're preaching to the choir. Tell that sister hallelujah. Amen. And she can preach all day in my church, because she's on point. Okay, guys, I get it. And I'm sure that's the Ben and Jerry is talking to. they're backing it. They got your back.
Can I say I love Ben and Jerry's? I love Ben and Jerry's. You know what? So here's, I'm going to transition a little bit, because that's just the way my mind works. But I'm 33 years old, right? It does. And but I always give a disclaimer so people can follow me, because I will change trains of thought at a moment's notice. So anyway, 43 years old, had never had Ben and Jerry's, right? Never had it. Never tasted it. And then I was in a focus group to taste test Ben and Jerry's flavors, and I just fell in love. I fell in love. And so now, after each, you know, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing good. Although I've got my 8-year-old hooked on Ben and Jerry's too now. But, you know, I reserve it as a treat for post-competition. So no more Ben and Jerry's till after the next show. But my favorite flavor, and if there's any Ben and Jerry's fans out there, would love to hear your favorite flavor. My favorite flavor is the Tonight Dough, based after the Tonight Show. And here's what it is, guys. Here's what it is. It is chocolate ice cream and caramel ice cream swirls with chocolate chip cookie dough, I think, peanut butter cookie dough.
Wow.
And I think there's brownie in it, too. Oh, my gosh. Wow is... It's an understatement. Love it. Too bad it's so bad for you, but I love it. I do. It's just, you know, taxicab confessions of a bikini competitor. That's all I can say about that. So no more Ben and Jerry's for the next 6 weeks. But I've got my little mental goal to have some spoonfuls after the next show.
Oh wow. Well, I got to piggyback that, because I got three guys chiming in. Bill and Brian, you guys are on it today. I'll give you that. All right. But Dave is joining in with them, and they're saying, you know, Kaylin, what's yours? And I have a confession, and it's going to be depressing. I guess I'm back to being Debbie Downer. I don't eat ice cream. I mean, the cake and ice cream kid growing up, and always wanted to be at birthday parties because I knew they were going to have cake and ice cream, and I was just in love with it. And I have been around sports since I can remember, and one of the things that was always killing me was the cake and ice cream, because I would just suffer so badly. I didn't know as a kid what was going on, but I just knew something was right. Wasn't right. And as I started growing up, I noticed that, you know, my metabolism is one that caters toward the chunky side. So cake and ice cream was like the best combination to ensure that would happen. And to have a nephew say that I looked exactly like his granddad, and his granddad was basically like one of the guys from Duck Dynasty. And I was trying to figure out in my head, what kind of connection does that make? But he was talking about our belly. He couldn't sit down.
Oh, no.
And so, yeah, I said, well, then one of them's got to go. One of them's got to go. It's got to be either the cake or the ice cream. And I said, it's a lot easier for me to absorb the cake than the ice cream. So basically... that's what I gave up. So, yeah, I'm kind of a Debbie Downer on that one again, and sorry, guys. But that was just one of those things you have to understand as you get older, your body changes, and you better change with it.
There you go. I can respect that. I can respect that. I still love it tonight, though. I do. But I can respect that.
I will
that.
Never
so...
sneak in and take any from you.
That's all right. There won't be any left for you to take. Oh, shoot. All this talk about food, what to eat, what not to eat, guilty pleasures,
oh,
secret confessions.
We just had the 4th of July. We can get away with that. We can get away with that.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And it was a great time. So I hope all of you were blessed with just, you know, either great time with family and friends, and if you weren't able to do that, at least that you had some sort of relaxation, some peace that you were able to have to yourself, you know, and just have some downtime,
Janice,
even if you weren't able to get out with
Janice,
other folks. Yes, yes.
Tabitha wants to know if we went to the gym on the 4th.
I was not anywhere near a gym at the 4th. I was on a lake, but I did go for a run, and I did do a functional workout. So no gym, but workout, yes.
Okay. Now my turn. Yes,
yep.
Tabitha. I went in the morning. I did my class. I did my workout. And then I went back to the gym that night before I went to the 4th of July festivities. So I was very, very active. And this was more to the point of what, like, Beth and I had talked about on the Thursday, last Thursday show, is basically preparing not to fail. Because, like I said, I knew I was going to be around good food. And anybody that says that they could be around good food and not think about it is insane. I mean, so I knew that urge was going to come up, but I was going to be reminding myself of all that I just put myself through as a reminder of what not to do to blow it. So I went, and my classroom had asked if I could do the class for that day, because it fell on one of my class days. And I wanted to do an extra leg and back and shoulder workout. And then with the thought of maybe, just maybe, making a mistake and eating bad food, I went back to the gym before I went to the food and fun and festivities. So it was really hard to look at that food, but it was a lot easier knowing the work I just put in. And it was like a quick reminder of what was going on. So thanks, Tabitha, for calling us out. And, you know, guys, challenges. I mean, if we don't practice what we preach, then we should be called out for it. Because if I tell you that I'm in church on Sunday and there's 5 different pictures of me at a gas station hanging out smoking cigarettes, then, yeah, I should be called out on that, and you shouldn't feel bad about it. But these things are more and more, especially in this new age of social media, is there's social celebrities that aren't doing what they've been saying they were supposed to do. And they're getting caught left and right. And I thank God that Dez and I both walk the walk. And we do more walking than talking. Basically, our biggest platform for speaking on this is basically on this radio show, because when we're at the venues, it's your time. It's your. We have the microphone handing it to you. So, you know, call us out. I don't mind. I'm not ashamed of the life I'm living, and I'm very thankful to God that I have this opportunity. So, you know, please challenge us. I will not be offended or insulted.
Same. What he said. It's all good. It's all good. So, you know, the reason we do all this is obviously because we like to compete. And there are a couple of shows coming up, Kalen. One at the end of the month, Doug Randolph show.
Yeah.
You want to cue us in on that one a little bit?
The PNBA Natural North American. And Doug Randolph, he's what we call a lifer. And that guy is always looking down the road, trying to find ways to better things for the competitor. And there's some things in the air, but, you know, he hasn't made them official, so I will not release that information. But he's really looking down the road for the competitor and to make it a better atmosphere and venue and basically take better care of the competitors. And I think in the Midwest, that's really – it's really just caught fire, because I'm really happy and elated that we are the area where that's happened most in. And when I say most, I'm not saying that other people aren't doing it, but per capita for the promoters and the shows that we have an awful lot of competitor-driven shows instead of promoter-driven shows where basically you show up at my show. It's basically, no, I want to spoil you when you get here. And that's really a great thing, and I've said really a lot in this segment. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just so happy and just with it. I don't know. But I'll pass it to Ned because I'm really annoying myself with that.
Well, I think he covered that one quite well. So July 29th, heads up, check it out. It's in, I think, Northfield, Illinois. Do I have that right, Kayla?
Yes.
I don't have that show in front of me right now. And then on the heels of that show, you have Brian McCabe's Windy City Natural. And that's going to be an amateur and a pro show, several divisions across the board there. So that'll be another good one. And, you know, I just have to say I'm pretty impressed with one of the comments that I have seen come through on promotional announcements for his show is that we have a gal who wanted to know if there was a 50-plus amateur division for women's bodybuilding. How cool is that? So I'm not sure what the response on that was. I know for men there's a 50-plus masters, and I'm thinking if there's enough women, I'm sure that they would have that there too. So ladies, if you're 50 and over and you're interested, check out that show. It's going to be August 19th. In Chicago at the Anthonom Theater. I think I'm pronouncing that right. So
I can only butcher it right. I mean, I can only butcher it.
So anyway, would love to see more along those lines. You know, in the bikini realm especially, we're seeing a lot more what I would call mature athletes, I guess, and I would put myself in that category, being over a lot more first-time competitors, 40 and over, that are either competing in the Masters division or also competing in the Open. And I love that. I love to see people taking on new challenges, regardless of their age, and just, you know, still testing their limits. Life is not over at 40. It's not over at 30. It actually is not over at any point if you don't want it to be. So regardless of your age, if you're wanting to, you know, find out more of what you're made of or just looking for a new challenge, want to do something different, you know, step up, check it out, jump in, do all of the above. We'd love to see you at these competitions. I love to see individuals who are older still competing and doing phenomenally. Even at the NGA USA Championship, some bodybuilders there that were 60-plus, more than one. Love seeing that.
Yes.
And winning. Took home a lot of hardware. So, you know, they're still rocking it in the gym and bringing A-plus physiques to the stage. So that's awesome.
And one thing I'm going to point out, especially since you brought up about Jack's show, is that it used to be where, you know, the smaller shows was where the average competitor could go to win. That's not true anymore. There are some phenomenal things showing up at local shows because that's the one thing they've been waiting for, is a show to happen in their area. Madison, Wisconsin is becoming really big. Obviously, with the P4P show next year, it's going to get even bigger, and there's going to be a lot more people in that region basically preparing to compete at that show because they're just basically rolling out the red carpet, and they're showing how much red carpet they have. And that's no pun intended. They have basically broken the mold with this one. And some of those trophies are one of a kind. So, you know, big, big shout out to the pros that are going to be winning, because those basically night-like display trophies is just insane. But anywho, the smaller venues don't necessarily mean lower competition. And I'm right alongside with Dez at that insult of what natural athletes look like, especially coming from someone that had a phenomenal natural physique. So it's insulting, but if you show up to the venues and go to a live show you'll see exactly what we're talking about. If you think you can have a gym physique and win on stage, that's very slim to none. You got to do the work, people. And if you're not looking to compete, don't get on stage with competitors, because I'm telling you, they're there to compete, and they're bringing their best A game, whatever you want to call it. They're bringing it, and they've got a hammer and a chisel in one hand and the other. So you can't just step in there thinking, you know, I've transformed my body, and that's enough for me to win. No, I've done exceptional. I've gone beyond the norm of society, and that's how you win. You can transform your body. You can work really hard. You can lose 100 pounds, and those are all great things to speak on in your life. Those are all amazing things that you've done. But when you talk about competing on a stage, don't have your heart broken because you've come out and competed at your best, but you still haven't stepped up against the best. That is a total different arena. I know we have a lot of people that never plan on competing, but we do have people that are in prep mode right now, getting ready as they listen to this show, getting ready to compete. Please, I'm begging you, search yourself, look deep down in your heart, and really ask, is this an all or nothing kind of deal? Or am I really getting out there with the intent to win? And if not, I'll try again and get better. Because if it's all or nothing, a lot of times you'll be morally destroyed and you'll never want to do this again because you never really wanted to do it in the first place. You just wanted something to brag about. These people brag about their life. I love what Joe Perez has on the back of all his shirts. My body is my trophy. The hardware is something I get to take home and basically let the world know what I did.
Nope, I totally agree. I totally agree from the perspective of it is important to have the right attitude. And, you know, I'll just quickly tag on that if you are an individual that is weight loss and you're working your way to the stage, just be sure it's the right timing emotionally for you to get up on that stage, because it's hard for anyone who's trying to lose weight, because just the way we perceive ourselves and the way we feel other people perceive us, and you're doing good, you're getting results, you know, stepping on stage so someone can pick your physique apart may not be the best thing for you in whatever stage you are. So just a lot of things to consider, but definitely if it's a goal of yours, do get up there at some point, but just have the right mental outlook in that if you don't come home with the placing that you were hoping for, then you go back to the drawing board, you tweak, and then you get back on the stage. Cause trust me, I've been there several times. And that's just the attitude that you have to have. You either have to have a pliable, lookable, mendable attitude where you can go home and, you know, tweak it, even when you know something happened that should not have happened. Something was off with the judging, because that does happen. And as much as we talk about, you know, judges see one thing and we see another, and I do totally believe that, but sometimes there are just things, they just happen. And I can't expect any better than that. Doesn't happen often, but sometimes it does. And even then, you still go back to the drawing board and you continue to improve for the next one. That's the kind of attitude that's going to take you far in the sport. So a couple more quick things about the Windy City Natural. Over 20,000 in pro payouts, folks. So pros that are out there, I hope you've been training and you're ready, because you're going to want to be at this show. And it's in NAMBF Amateur Pro Qualifier IPE show, but pros from all natural leagues are eligible to compete. So whether you're an NGA pro, a DFAC pro, an OCB pro, it doesn't matter. Come compete, bring your best, have fun, and let's blow up natural bodybuilding. And even if you're not getting on stage, buy your ticket and come check it out. Come support natural bodybuilding. If there's a natural show in your area, go support it. please. I mean, that's the way the sport's going to grow. Even if you don't know anybody in the show, go support it. Take somebody new. Take a teenager. Take a young individual who might have some interest in bodybuilding, or you see could have a future in bodybuilding, and this will give them an outlet to focus their energy, their attention, their time. Maybe they're not focused on anything else productive. Take them. Let them see what it's all about. Open a new door for them and, set them on a different path. You never know. You never know. The interaction you have with a young person and introducing them to a positive, competitive environment could be just what they need to move them on to the next phase of their life. So do support natural bodybuilding. And let's see here. We are, believe it or not, Mr. Patterson, towards the end of the show. So last minute question. Go ahead.
Yeah, This is from Guy Sam, not Girl Sam. Have there been any more issues with people with poor coaching diets? And sadly, I'd have to say yes, but I'll pass it to Des first.
I think that's something that's just ongoing. We are not going to undo years of bad coaching practices that are still in play, no matter how long we're on the air. So do I have any in particular to point to at this moment? No. Does that mean it's not going on? No. We know it's still going on out there somewhere. We just haven't seen it as of late.
Yeah.
Kaylin?
And I couldn't say it any better than that. I mean, there's been some East Coast issues that Des and I weren't privy to see personally. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen, and it's just sad. It's really sad. And when you talk about someone's life, their health, that's something you don't get back. And it's very destructive on the mind and the body, because there's a betrayal that you can't get back, and it's really hurtful to the competitor, and it's really hurtful to the competitor's family and friends. So shame on all coaches to do these things. I call them coaches only because that's what they've been labeled. I don't respect them. I don't have any. I don't have anything for them. I pity them. Really, I mean, they're just sad individuals. But I'm glad everybody had fun with this show. This was very off the cuff, and I can't believe it's gone that fast. And we say that a lot, but, it's true, because we always think, what are we going to do for stuff to use and stuff to say and, keep the show entertaining. But you guys basically entertained us this time. So thank you so much. And I'm glad everybody had a great holiday.
Yeah, exactly. And, sometimes you hear us say our planned guests don't work out the way that we intended, and tonight was one of those nights, but we'll regroup, circle back around, and have them on in another show, but still had great interaction with you guys, fun content, and thanks again. And
Bill and
Brian.
Bill and Brian.
If you have just a little bit of Ben and Jerry's, I won't tell Kaylin Ben and Brian. I won't tell him. Your secret's safe with me, all right? Wink, wink.
Here we go.
All right, Kaylin, snickerdoodle shout out.
Snickerdoodle and snickerpoodle.
There you go. On behalf of myself, Kaylin, and the boys from P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.